As we approach Shavuos, so the minag for Klal Yisrael is that almost everybody stands by the laming of the Aseres HaDibros, by Kriyas HaTorah. So there's no major chidushim here. Everything that's been said about it has been written and said. But we'll try to collect all the different ideas and try to understand the minag for standing by Torah, laning in general, and also for by the Aseres HaDibros. Oh, here are the sheets. So that's a different shiur, standing by Talmud Torah. That's a different discussion. So this is based on the Gemara in Brachos Ra'al from the base. The Gemara says, "Stan Hasam v'Amar Lehem Hamamona Baruchu Bracha Echas v'Him Baruchu v'Karo Aser Sadibros Shema Vayom Shema Vayomer." So the Gemara in Brachos says that the Skan HaKohanim, the assistant of the Kohen Gadol, would tell the Tzibor during the offering of the Korbanos to say Kriya Shema. And along with the Kriya Shema, they would say the Aseres HaDibros. This is the minhag in the base. This is the halacha. Not the minhag, the halacha in the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara and Brachos in the next daf and daf Yudbeis and Aleph continues. The Chazal wanted to institute a reading of the Aseres HaDibros everywhere, just like the base of Mikdash. Amar of Yudam or Shmuel. Ath Begvulin Bigshu Lekroskin. They also wanted to speed the Aseres HaDibros in the davening as usual. Ela Shekvar Bizlam Mipnei Taroma Saminim. But they stopped because of the Taromas Hamidim. We'll explain that expression in a second. So the Bartanur on the Mishnayos explains the Aseres HaDibros contain the Yesodos HaTorah, and therefore they wanted to highlight the foundational, very important ideas of the Ten Commandments, the Yesodos of Amunah, but they rejected this because of Taromas Hamidim. So Rashi says that the Minim are going to tell, the Apikorsim are going to tell Bnei Yisrael, look, you read this. This is the only part of the Torah you pay attention to, because this is the part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said himself. Everything else was made up by the Chazal, the Nevi'im, whatever it may be. This is only the real part of the Torah. Everything else is secondary to, or not even existent, compared to the actual Aseres HaDibros, supporting the idea that only the Aseres HaDibros are Dvar Hashem, and everything else was made up. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Tanya Nami Hachi Rabbi Nasan Omer Begvul and Dikshu Lekros." Then they tried to do this. Kain Allah Shikvar Betulim Befnei Tzarim Asamidim, but they couldn't do it because of the issue of the heretics. Rabbi Barachana Savar Lekveinu Besuria. They wanted to do this in Surah. And Omer Lei Rav Chista Kvar Betulim Befnei Tzarim Asamidim. They can't do this because of the heretics. So Ameimar Savar Lekveinu Behanardeya. They wanted to do this in the city of Nahardeya. Amar Le Ravashi Kvar Bitlum Mimei Taranos Amidim. So in every single city, they try to start this minhag to say the Aseres HaDibros, and every single time they say you can't do it because of the heretics, it's going to create issues of Emunah in the Torah as well. Okay? So let's look at...
What's the issue?
Because of what? Again, Taranos Amidim, is that...
No, the ten saying the... what's the difference? What's the problem over there?
Where, again,
the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments. Because if we highlight in davening that you should just say the Ten Commandments, it's going to project the image that this is the main part of the Torah, and everything else is not really part of the Torah. So this actually comes out, Halach L'maisim L'Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Orach Chaim and Siman Aleph, in Tifei. Tov Lomar Parshas Akedah, says the Shulchan Aruch. It's good to say the Parsha of the Akedah, and the Parsha of the Mad, and the Aseres HaDibros, and the Parsha of the Ola, and the Mincha, and the Shlamim, all the different Korbanos, and the Chatzos, and the Ashram. And then the Ramah comes and says, and this is Ramah based on the Chuvas of the Rashba, who says, B'yachid Mutr Lomar Aseres HaDibros B'chol Yom. An individual is allowed to say the Aseres HaDibros as part of his own davening, at the end of davening. As we have in the Siddurim, most Siddurim publish the Aseres HaDibros at the end of davening. Aval asur la'omram b'tzibor. It is asur for the congregation to get together and say, now we're going to have a public recitation of the Ten Commandments at the end of davening. We're part of davening because this is going to be highlighting in a public way the issues of saying that this is more important than the rest of the Torah. The Magen Avraham cites the explanation of Rashi in the Gemara. You shouldn't even highlight this as something special for people to do. And this is how we come out halach l'maisa. So based on all of this, we find a tshuva of the Rambam. This is not in the Per Hadar edition. This is in the, I forgot the name of the other edition of the Tshuva of Rambam. This is in Siman Reish Samach Gimel. So the Rambam is the first to question the standing, or the minhag of standing for the Aseres HaDibros. And he supports a rabbi who gave a psak that people should not stand for the Ten Commandments when they're being read in shul. He says, Tshuva zeh asher hinig harab haniftar. The Yashav, this rabbi wanted to say, Who right? He was proper. It was the right thing to say not to stand. And his proofs were correct. People who know how to learn. There's really nothing more to say. It's not proper to stand when the Ten Commandments are read in shul. You should do this everywhere, all across Klai Yisrael. You should get rid of this custom to stand. Those people who stand, you should stop them. Because it will lead, says the Rambam, to a lack of emuna. That some psukim are more important, and some parshios are more important, some sections are more important. This is very, very bad. And therefore, it is proper to stop all of this. It will lead to bad emuna. The Rambam is not alone. Jewish Shem Yishimon as well writes in Or HaChaim Siman Daled, and it is recorded in a number of svarim, even though I don't like using these svarim that quote Rav Yashub's psakim because they're not always so reliable. And even in this case, there are stiras in svarim about Rav Yashub's opinion regarding who should stand for the Seder Dibros and when you should. But I happen to see this with my own eyes in Rav Yashub's Beis Medrash when they would read the Ten Commandments. He was very machbid that everybody sit. And he told anyone who stood up to sit down, and they would not lay if anyone was standing. He felt that the Rambam was 100% correct, and it was wrong in any form to highlight the Aseres HaDibros and laning versus anyone else.
Somebody standing the whole time?
What? We'll get to standing the whole time. No, if somebody stood the whole time for laning, that would be fine. But if somebody stood up specifically, then that's going to be an issue. In addition, Rav Avadya Yosef expresses this in a number of tshuvas, in Yechav Adas, in Chelek Aleph, in Siman Chavtes, again in Chelek Vav, Siman Yudches, he returns to this again, Yabi Omer in Chelek Ches, in Rechaim Tes Vav, and again in Chelek Tes, and again in Siman Peches, so that's five times in his tshuvas, he returns to standing by the Aseres HaDibros, because he felt that the Rambam has to be held very strongly here, and his children, the Yalkut Yosef as well, by Hilchos Shavuos, also writes that it is not proper to stand the Aseres HaDibros. One should sit and not stand up for it specifically. However, this is not the minhag. They are in the minority. We just quoted the Rambam, Rav Yashuv, and Rav Avadya Yosef, which is certainly quite a basin. But at the end of the day, they are the minority. They are the minority, and therefore the minhag is not like them. So let's defend the minhag, because the claim is a valid claim. You shouldn't highlight the Aseres HaDibros as being more special than any other part of the Torah. So let's begin. The earliest to defend is the Chida. The Chida writes in the Shemen Tov Ayin, in his Shuvas Tov Ayin in Siman Yud Aleph. He says that when we read the Aseres HaDibros in Shul, it isn't to show that the Aseres HaDibros are above the rest of the Torah. Rather, it's to reenact the Sinaitic experience, to reenact Maimed Har Sinai, that we stood at Har Sinai just like the Jewish people. Hacha Shekorim B'Sefer Torah Kol HaTorah Midei Shabbos B'Shabbaso. On this day they read the Ten Commandments. We agree the whole Torah is true. And people were shaking and so taken in their neshamas and their being when Hashem said over the Ten Commandments. We stand in order to show the impressiveness of the event. And this has been the minhag for many, many years, says the Chida. We're not highlighting it's better. We're emphasizing the event of Maimon Har Sinai.
So, would you say you shouldn't stand by Shira then?
Correct. This does not defend standing by Shira. Standing by Shira's Hayam is a different discussion. The minhag there also is to stand, but they'll have a different defense over there.
Okay.
Perhaps we'll turn to that by Shabbat. So Rabbi Soloveitchik as well is in line with the Chida. This is brought down in Harei Kedem by Rabbi Shurkin and Chelik Beis and Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. Rabbi Soloveitchik notes that the laning for the Aseres HaDibros in many communities is always read Betam Elyon, the truck that divides the Psukim into the Aseres HaDibros, as opposed to the way it's written in the Chumashim, where each Pasuk is on its own. In the Mitzvah of, in the Dibur of Shabbos, for example, you may have three, four, or five psukim building up the mitzvah of the Dibur of Shabbos. But on its own, when you read it from the Torah, it's one long pasuk by itself with its own special truck. So the Rav explained, why is that the case? Why do you have a special laning, a special kriya for the Aseres HaDibros, as opposed to the way we read it when we're doing Shnai Mikra, learning Chumash in school, something like that. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, because when we read it in the Talmud Elyon, we are highlighting that is the Aseres Hadibros, that these are the 10 units on their own, and therefore the trup and the laning fits the unique nature that we are highlighting the 10 commandments as they were said at Maimon Har Sinai. When I'm learning Chumash by myself, I'm not reenacting anything special. I'm learning Chumash, and it obviously is something special. But I'm not reenacting a moment in history, and therefore the Pesukim are broken up as they were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. And therefore, he said as well, when we read the Torah with the Tam Elyon, we are reenacting the giving of the Torah, and therefore we stand as well to reenact the giving of the Torah. What would come out is if there would be, in some communities, not on Shavuos, but maybe by Parshas Yisro, Parshas Chanan, they will read the Torah now with the Tam Elyon. So according to that, if you don't have Kriyas HaTorah with the Tam Elyon, then you would sit. Only when it's read the Tam Elyon and you're reenacting that moment, so then you would stand according to this reasoning. Next, some want to say that because we read the Aseres HaDibros along with the rest of the laning, therefore it doesn't highlight it as being special. Meaning, it's not like we get up in Shul and Shavuos and just start and end with the Aseres HaDibros. We read the part beforehand, we read the part at the end. It's surrounded by other laning, and therefore it's not highlighting that it's unique. So Rav Moshe quotes that in the Tshuva, Or HaChaim, and Chelet Dalet, and Simen Chav Beis. So I'm not going to read through the Tshuva right now, but he rejects a number of reasons that were offered, and he says that the Taromas Haminim was not a simple logic. Rather, it was based on an actual event that led to people losing their Emunah, meaning Chazal saw that people were losing their Emunah and they were questioning the validity of the Torah, and therefore they had to make a gzera. If it was only based on a logical inference, right, if it was only Svara, then you could apply it anywhere, right? I could say, well, no, this is going to be Taromas Haminim, and I shouldn't do this because of Taromas Haminim. Chazal made the gzera only in that case when it came to Aseres HaDibros and davening, because that was the specific case where it occurred. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, the gzera was made because of one singular event, and therefore it stays only by that one singular event. And therefore, you cannot transplant the gzera to other places as well. It only sits over there. It doesn't apply to laning. He quotes a svara as well from the son of David Feinstein that suggests that standing doesn't mean that something is more chashuv. We also stand for a lot of things in Judaism. Standing for something doesn't mean that it's more important than anything else. Rav Asher Weiss in his Kuntras and Talmud Torah, so he says, Ikra liyashiv en agzeh, mishum de'ein l'dmus gzeros chachamim zel azeh. Can't compare one gzera to the next. Because she'ein sorech lahamid hadas al til l'shpor yad osei rasha. There's no reason, if I don't have a fear, b'zman hazeh, that people are going to misconstrue the Torah and take away people's amunah or give bad amunah, says Rav Asher. So then, ein l'gzor gzeros chadashos, no reason to make new gzeros. What are we making new laws for? The host of al-divrei chachamim. Okay. So the Orchos, Rabbeinu Chelek Aleph, records the Sipler stood for the Aseres HaDibros even when he was older, but he never stood for Azeh Ashir. The B'tzal Chachman Chelek Hei supports the meaning of standing for the Aseres HaDibros, as does his brother, the Ber Moshe, as well, Nechel Ches, Roshom Zaman Arbech, and Nechel Shlomo, the Tzitzel Yezer, Nechel Yud Zion, says not to change the Megal Yisrael. He records growing up, he saw Gedole, Gedole Yisrael in Yerushalayim, who would stand for the Aseres HaDibros, and the Mishnah Halachos, the Menashe Klein, Nechel Kedalev, the Rosh Ephraim, and all types of Gedolim would stand and support the standing. And that is the meaning for Klai Yisrael. Now, let's talk about the case where you are in a shul that does stand for the Aseres HaDibros, and you, for whatever reason, are a Rambam, a Rav Avadja Yosef, or a Yashiv Jew, and you want to sit. So is that appropriate that you sit while everybody else stands? So certainly not. Comes the Sefer Emes LeYaakov, Rav Yaakov Azulai. So he asks, how can we stand for the Aseres HaDibros if it will lead people to misconstrue the Torah? So the Chida is a perish on the Sefer called Emes LeYaakov, and he says that if you're in a tzibur that's standing for the Aseres HaDibros, you must stand with them because if you sit, it's being mezalz on the Aseres HaDibros, right? You thought you were protecting the Torah. But if everyone is standing and you sit, so it looks like you have such chutzpah, I'm going to sit for the Aseres HaDibros and everyone is standing, totally inappropriate. And then he cites a comment of the Maseches Derech Eretz. So Maseches Derech Eretz writes in Perek Zayin that it's never proper to sit while people are standing. Bad derech eretz. If people are standing, it's bad derech eretz to sit when everybody else is standing. So I saw in the Kovetz Halachos that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky used this to defend the minhag nowadays to stand when the chasen and kala come down by the chuppah. Mikar adin, as many people know, there is no reason to stand for chasen and kala. It's not a very old minhag. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a famous explanation, because they're on the way to do a mitzvah, therefore we stand for someone who's going to a mitzvah. But really, mikar adin, there's no reason to stand. But bizman hazeh, where almost everybody stands when the chasen and kala come down to the chuppah, so says Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky, it's a lack of derech eretz to not stand. The whole chuppah is, the whole party is standing, they're coming down, and you're going to sit because you have to prove a point that they didn't do this in Europe 150 years ago. So what? They didn't. Maybe it's true, they didn't do this in Europe 150 years ago, but you know what? Nowadays, they do. So it's a lack of derech eretz. If everyone is standing out of cover with the chasen and kala, you to sit, that would not be appropriate as well. Okay, he repeats this as well as we saw in the Tshuvas Tovayin, and it's cited by the Kaf HaChaim, and all the above posting who support the minhag to stand also say that if you do not stand, but you're davening with a tzibur that does stand, and this such as dibros, then you must stand in order not to be parshin at tzibur. And Ravaj Yosef says as well that if you usually sit for the such as dibros, you should stand all of laning. That's the way to get out of it. Stand for all of laning, and then it won't look like you're highlighting the such as dibros. You make everybody happy. You're not having an issue of tarumas aminim, of making the heretics giving them an upper hand, but at the same time, you will not be highlighting the Saras and the Rosh because you're standing for the entire laning from beginning to end. And Rav Nevin Sol writes the same thing in his Sefer on Shavuos Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeha, another poskim as well. So with that, and now we've explained the minhag as it is, not pretty straightforward, let's discuss the meaning of standing in general for laning. Is that a chiyuv, a mitzvah, midas chasidus, something that should be done, shouldn't be done? So as usual, we'll start from the beginning. So the Navi Melachim Beis in Perachav Gimel says that when Yoshua HaMelech gathered the people to hear the first public reading of the Torah in decades, the whole nation stood. Bayamot kol ha'am bevris. The whole nation stood for the covenant. So the Mordechai in Shabbos in Simin Tachav Beis says that this is based as well. That based on this, the Maharam in Rothenburg would stand during Kriyas HaTorah and during a bris milah because Bayamot kol ha'am bevris. By the covenant of the Torah and by the covenant of the Bismillah, the Maharam would stand by laning. Another student of the Maharam, the Tashbetz Katzim Simkaf Pei Beis, records a different pasuk as the source of the Maharam. This is a pasuk in Nehemiah. This says the Jews returned to Eretz Yisrael, and it states, "V'chapisro amdu kol ha'am." And when he opened up the Torah, everyone stood. So again, we see that they stood for the Torah. They stood for listening of the Torah. So the Makor Chaim learns from the comments of Ibn Ezra, that the Pasuk and the Chemin that the Ibn Ezra understood as well, that they stood for Kriyas HaTorah. So we have a Makor going all the way back to Nehemiah to stand for the Torah. However, comes the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon. He quotes Rav Sar Shalom Gon, who disagreed with the Minhag to stand. And he says it's a mistake. The people don't understand what the Pesukim are talking about. The Pesukim are talking about something else. Because the Gemara in Sotah Lamatah says that Amida in the Torah often means Shtika. It means being quiet. Amida is a synonym for shtika, for being quiet. Where do we see this as well? The Rambam uses this to support not standing for Chazar Sashatz. Because the Gemara seems to imply, it says you should be Ishab Amida when the Chazar Sashatz, when the Shliach Tzibur repeats from us, right? And the Rambam says Amida means to be quiet. It doesn't mean to stand. So Amida, standing, is a synonym for shtika. And therefore, it means you should be quiet during laning. It doesn't mean you should stand during laning. Some Rishonim, including the Tashbetz, the Sefer Aguda and Sota, Binyamin Ze'ev, repute the argument saying, Ein mikriyot imidu pshuto. Don't tell me about synonyms. Standing means standing means standing. They stood for Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, of course you should stand. Yet many Rishonim cite Rav Sar Shalom Gon as the Halacha, the Master Vitri, the Tur, the Sefer Eshko, Bagos Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Tashbetz, all say, there's no reason to stand for Kriyas HaTorah at all. Another proof the minhag was to not stand is from our Tshuva of the Rambam. Why? Because what did the Rambam say? So you shouldn't stand for Aseres HaDibros, implying what was everybody else doing? They must have been sitting. And that's another proof that the minhag was not to stand. Comes the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, and he cites the Maharam in the name of the Mordechai, and he disagrees with him. The Beis Yosef says, no, you shouldn't stand. And he notes that the Mordechai himself in the Halachos Ketanos argues with the minhag. Even the Mordechai who quotes the minhag to stand felt he shouldn't stand. In addition, he cites the Yushalmi that implies that the Baal Kori has to stand during Kriyas HaTorah, implying that the Baal Kori stands and nobody else has to as well. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Mem Vav says that one does not have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah, And the Bach understands that even the Maharam held, the Mikra Adin, you can sit. Even the Maharam, the source of standing, felt it was only a chumrah. But you don't have to stand. He only stood because he felt it was better to stand to reenact Kabbalah Sator by Har Sinai. So the Levush, the Prisha, the Magen Avram, the Gra, the Shaar Ephraim, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishabru all say, you can sit without a problem. And the Tshuvas B'Tzel Chachma notes that there are some Acharonim and Kubal who felt that according to their Rizal, not only are you allowed to sit, but it's proper to sit. It's wrong to stand up in Kabbalah. However, comes the Rama and says, there are those who Machmer. The Rama is not going to let a sheet of the Maharam go by. The Maharami Rothenberg, who is the pillar of Ashkenazi Psak, the Rama is not going to let that one pass by. And then he says it's proper to be Machmer. And he says many Acharonim feel that it's proper to be Machmer as well. The Rama Mipano, the Dibre Chamudos, the Taz, the Mekor Chaim all say, Mikra Adin, you don't have to stand with Kriyas HaTorah, but it is certainly proper to be Machmer. So Rabbi Salvechik, who's quoted in Nefesh HaRav, who felt that it was a Midas Chasidus to stand for Kriyas HaTorah, and that it was not Midina. And he remembered that when he was a young boy, his father stood, but he didn't make young Rabbi Salvechik stand. If his father would have thought that it was Mikra Adin, he felt that he would have made him stand, and he didn't make him stand, showing that it was only a chumrah. So in the biography of Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, the Rosh of Ber Yaakov, called Megad to Rosh Hashemesh, so records that Rav Moshe Shmuel would always stand for Chazaras HaShatz and always stand for Kriyas HaTorah. So when Rav Moshe Shmuel became older and too weak, he was Matir Neder. He did Hataras Nedarim in front of some Talmidim, so he could sit during laning. But he didn't make a Hataras Nedarim for sitting during Chazaras HaShatz. So they asked him, if you're being Matir Neder, why are you only being Matir Neder for laning? You're not being Matir Neder for Chazaras HaShatz. So Rav Moshe Shmuel said, because standing for Chazaras HaShatz, he felt was Mikar Hadin. He says, that is a halacha that a person has to do. If I'm older and I'm weak, I'm putzer. I can't do it. I have nothing to do about it. But standing for Kriyas HaTorah is a chumrah. It's Midas Chasidus. And therefore, since it's a Midas Chasidus, it's like a neder. And therefore, I have to be Matir Neder if I don't want to do it anymore. And therefore, that's how he came out, halacha l'maaseh. The Bach, the Magen Avraham, all this is all here in Siman Kuf Mem Vav. The Mishabru all say that one can sit between each aliyah without a problem. And the Shaar Ephraim says that it's Midas Chasidus to stand being Gavra the Gavra as well, but certainly one does not have to. So now, is there any place perhaps in the process of Kriyas HaTorah that maybe there's a Mikra Din to stand? So maybe by Baruchu. When the Ola says the Bracha, and he says Baruchu Es Hashem Mevorach, and he answers the Bracha, it could be, according to many poskim, that one should stand. The Ramah Mipana writes in the Tshuvas in Siman Sadi Aleph, and he says the Tzibur should stand for Baruchu of Birchas HaTorah, because it is a Davar Shebekdusha. If Baruchu by davening is a Davar Shebekdusha, then this Baruchu as well by Kriyas HaTorah is also a Davar Shebekdusha. The Halach is recorded as well in the Masis Binyamin, a contemporary of the Ramah Mipana, the Ghost of the Tour, and the Taz cites Rav Avadja Seforini, who says that one should stand for Baruchu, the Masas Binyamin, the Rami Pana, the Taz, all brought the Halacha by the Elia Rav and Siman Kuf Mem Vav, and the Mishnah Brura, the Siman Kuf Mem Vav, Sikas and Yilches, and the Aruch HaShulchan all say that you must stand for Baruchu by the Bracha of Laning, but you don't have to stand for Laning itself. The Magen Avraham quotes the Masas Binyamin, the Rami Pana, as saying that one should stand for Birchas HaTorah because it's Davar Shebekdusha. So it appears that the Shaar Tzion understands the Magen Avraham thinks that the Tzibur should stand for the entire Birchas HaTorah as opposed to just Baruchu, but that's difficult because the Ramah Mipana is clearly talking about Baruchu, not the whole Birchas HaTorah. And the Be'er Heitev groups the Taz and Magen Avraham together, and he sees that the Magen Avraham is referring to standing for Baruchu, not the entire Birchas HaTorah. So what about the people who don't stand for Baruchu? What are we relying on? So you're probably relying on the Chida and the David Emes and the Arizal, the Shaar Kavanos, who say that you don't have to stand for Baruchu as well. So you're relying on Kabbalistic sources saying you don't have to stand for Baruchu. So it comes out according to the poskim, it would seem that one should stand for Baruchu, and those who don't are relying on the Arizal to not stand. So to summarize everything together, the Esef Sedibros, the meaning is to stand. Those who don't stand, you're probably going to stand anyway, because odds are you're davening in the shul where they do stand. So even if it's not in the minag, it's probably become the minag against your will. And then, laning, you don't have to stand for laning, but it's a midas chasidus to stand for laning, and by baruchu, it appears from the poskim that it is mi'ikar adin, but I would say most people who don't stand for Leinian probably don't stand for Baruch either, and they are probably relying on the Chida and the Arizal.